Moving right along into this week's news on our Reporters Roundtable, with us we've got Eric Deggans, media critic for the St. Petersburg Times and world editor for the Miami Herald, John Yearwood. Gentlemen, very quickly, any impressions from the Olympics? Eric?
My impressions from the Olympics were swimming, Michael Phelps, gymnastics, and beach volleyball. I mean, there was a study that came out today that indicated that Michael Phelps and swimming just got a huge amount of media coverage, and it didn't leave a lot of room for some of the other sports that were going on at the time. So while it was enjoyable to see an American athlete excel so much, I was a little disappointed to see how much the media focused on a range of just three sports for most of their coverage.
All right, John?
And I would share what Eric said, but I also add Jamaica. They really shine in this Olympics. In fact, I think they've gotten at least 10 medals. So they have done, I think, remarkably well, set a record, and you know, Bolt. I mean, come on, you can't think of anyone who, outside, of course, of Phelps, who had a more successful Olympics.
Well, let's move on to some of the harder news. Just this morning, U.S. and Iraqi negotiators announced they've reached a deal to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq, and that could change life not only in Iraq but in the U.S. as we figure out what to do. The proposed timeline has U.S. combat troops off the ground by next June and the remaining troops out by 2011. John, this deal was approved by President Bush, but it's got to be approved by the Iraqis. Do you think that the deal will be approved, but also that the timetables will happen?
Well, the timetable, we're talking about 2011. I think it's to some extent, it's great news for Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, because he gets to say to hardliners such as the Muqtada al-Sadr that, look, I, like you, are in favor of the Americans being out of here. And with both of them, I think at this point, looking toward the next Iraqi elections, whatever comes out of this, and as you indicated, I'm sure that this will be approved by the parliament as soon as they come back from vacation and they get their act together. This is something that I think will go down well with most of the Iraqi population, because they've been calling for some time for Americans to leave Iraq, at least, if not leave completely, then to return to the barracks.
Eric, when you think about timetables, the administration, the Bush administration, has avoided timetables until now. As someone who's a media critic, what do you think of the media ramifications of saying, well, yeah, we do have a timetable?
Don't call it a timetable. It's a time horizon.
Oh, it's a horizon? I love horizons.
I thought that was amazing when Dan Farina offered that. I mean, it's what's interesting is that it's a timetable, and it's a timetable that's largely in tune with what Obama suggested has suggested during his campaign, leaving by 2010 or so. And so, what we've come up against here is sort of the reality of the situation. We do, at some point, need to come up with a plan for exiting this country, and I thought it was sort of preposterous that the Bush administration and Republicans try to pretend that was something we couldn't talk about or somehow put down in writing. And here we've done it at a time when even folks like John McCain are saying that to set a specific timetable or a time horizon would be to risk defeat. So I'm glad to see that sort of pragmatism has won out here. And it has been interesting to watch the two-step that some politicians have had to do to accept this agreement at a time when it comes just weeks or months after they had said that such a thing would be ill-advised.
John, we're going to have to take a break in a little bit, but just give me a quick thumbs up, thumbs down on how you think this is going to affect Obama-McCain as we look forward.
It's certainly a plus for Obama, and for McCain, it may be a negative. But what may come out of this, I think, is that the administration, to some extent, is trying to neutralize the issue. Then you have both of them saying that the troops are coming out.
Well, on that note, gentlemen, we are going to come back with a little bit more about issues like the Veep stakes, the ongoing political wrangling over the conventions, whether or not, of course, the conventions are worth us covering. We're going to be there next week, so we think they're worth covering, but some people think they're not. So hang on with us. We'll be right back.